It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlanzis right here on 720 WGN. Oh, look who just stepped in the studio.
One of our favorite people.
Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau of Chicago and Northern Illinois. And I saw this story this morning, and I think you were talking about this yesterday, too. And I think we need to share this because we have a lot of Cubs fans in the WGN audience, always have. It's in our DNA. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people thinking, well, I don't know, let's check. Maybe in the secondary market, I could go pick up a Cubs ticket for Friday night or Saturday night.
Sure.
And or maybe for the National League Championship Series or the World Series, maybe buy it now. Maybe I can take the risk. And as you're pointing out, unless you're willing to pay $500,000 per ticket, it's a scam.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, we're seeing that happen already. And a lot of times the scams are done on the internet. It makes it a lot easier to do and to go after people that really want to go to the game. Unfortunately, there's bad actors out there ruining for everybody else.
What's the tip-off to the rip-off, Steve?
I'm glad you said that. The tip-off to the rip-off is actually asking somebody, having these great tickets for reduced price. They got to sell them now. They're going to China. They're being shipped out to the military, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. That's usually a warning sign that something, they're just trying to get rid of tickets, and that's just the way.
So when they're setting up an excuse for why they can't use
them. At a real low price. So it's really too good to be true. It's like, how can I turn this down? It's, $5,000 seats that I see on StubHub or somewhere else, and then I'm seeing it for $200. I can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. But they're doing this to hundreds and hundreds of people, and that's where they're making their money from, unfortunately.
I have a question about that, because there are so many of those sites, StubHub and Vivid Seats. I mean, you can go on. There seems like there's a dozen or more of those types of places to buy your tickets. But don't they have any guarantee that if you purchase on their site that they'll help refund your money or make you whole again?
Well, they
will.
Those
they
sites.
Will.
We're not talking about their
We're
sites.
Talking about the scam artists. So those are licensed ticket brokers.
So you can feel secure if you are purchasing through those sites that you're pretty much covered.
Something may happen. Again, there's no 100% guarantee, but they're going to back it up and give you your money back. What we're talking about is the scam artists who, on Craigslist mostly, will say they got these great tickets for reduced price, and you got to buy today, and those are scams. And it's like somebody coming up to you in a car and saying, pulling on the street and saying, "Hey, I got some great tickets. Would you buy from them?"
No.
Why would you do it on Craigslist?
So you don't ask Violetta any of these questions, Steve. This is just a bad idea to ask. Trust me.
Although when the Sox were in the playoffs, I got taken by this because we had shown up. We didn't think we could go as a group of us, of like four of us. We bought them in the parking lot.
Sure.
And they were absolute phonies.
Right.
They looked so good.
Yeah.
They had holograms on them.
Exactly.
There was no tip-off to the rip-off. And you got
except
up there.
That you were buying them in the parking lot. That would be the only tip-off
like,
to the rip-off.
Your typical, it was, it looked a little seedy, shady, whatever. But then you got up there and it was disappointing because you spent a lot of money.
With the advent of the printers now, the high-tech printers, and you can't tell the difference. I've seen them. You can't tell the difference at all. Even probably Ticketmaster wouldn't be able to determine the difference.
But they can tell in the UPC code.
Exactly. And that's the only time when you go there. So you're selling tickets in advance, 2 weeks in advance now or a week in advance, and you don't know until you get there. And, sometimes for other ticket venues, you get them, print them at home. So instead of printing one, the scam artist prints 1,000, sells them to 1,000 people. The first person gets in, 9,999 people behind him don't get in. And some of these venues now actually have pre-printed forms in their pockets.
I want to stop. Wait, we'll finish that point because this is an important point that you're making, is that you may be buying a legitimate ticket that's just been replicated.
It's been replicated, exactly. So you look authentic and they are authentic. The first one is, but the 9,000 behind it are not. And basically the venues are so used to this now, they have pre-printed forms saying you've been scammed, basically. The tickets are no good. Goodbye. And there's nothing we can do for you. So the usher actually pulls it out of his pocket and says goodbye and writes, fraud or scam on the ticket, whatever they put on the ticket, and they give it back to you. So it's happening. It's so common. It happens all the time. As you guys know, I've been doing this for 29 years. Counterfeit tickets been around. It keeps increasing now because of social media and Facebook and all that stuff and Craigslist, where it's easily to get the victims.
All right. So what should we be paying for the Cubs tickets then?
They're $2,000 for a standing room only ticket for a World Series ticket. And then that's one of them on StubHub right now. $2,000.
Are the World Series tickets available now? I mean, the season ticket holders have received
theirs,
right?
They have
them already. Yes, they have them as well. But you got to, again, deal with licensed ticket brokers. So if you do see it online, make sure you check determine the company behind it, that they're that we know about them, and they have a record with the Better Business Bureau. Sometimes there's companies that look like legitimate companies. They change their name a little bit, and they do a copy and paste on their website.
Be very careful
exactly.
about that. And when you go to a website, I mean, I like the apps because that way, apps are harder to spoof.
right. than a website.
Correct.
But there will be places where there'll be a link to, on social media, there will be a link to a ticket, whatever it is.
Right.
And when you go to that link, make sure that that, and sometimes those links are, you know, with, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, they give you not the actual link. They give you a link in their universe, like H, you know, colon L, colon N, whatever it is. And so when you go there, make sure that you read the URL at the top of the, at the top in the URL box.
Correct.
You see, I'm like a kid. Hey, millennials, can you do anything to help me out here? For God's sake, you have one job on this show. One job.
Just Google it.
Yeah.
It's our answer to
Google
everything.
It. Well, or BBB it. We prefer BBB it.
You can BBB right. it, yes. But you want to make sure that you're at the actual website by looking at to where your browser has directed you, because there's, like you're pointing out, there's redirects and spoofs. Right. And then you may not be able to tell, once you're on the site, you may not be able to tell the difference because no. they've just screenshot the
exactly.
stuff.
You can't tell the difference. So I want you to type in the URL, not let somebody lead you mm-hmm. there, especially on the Facebook and the social media. They're going to say, great tickets, check out this URL. Well, sometimes it has may have the word Cubs in it, but it has additional words behind it
right.
and a .com. So you got to be somebody sees Cubs, oh, it's got to be their Cubs tickets. It's really not the Cubs at all. It had nothing to do with it. Yeah. It's a fake URL.
All
so.
These 400-pound hackers laying in their bed tricking yeah. people into buying scam
That's exactly
tickets.
What I said. Oh,
we'll
that's so funny.
Tried to warn them.
There's a game 2 ticket on Craigslist for $1. Do you think that's a scam?
I would say so. That's a tip off to the rip off.
I mean, my gosh.
Well, that's yeah. the worst thief ever right
it
there.
Is.
Right, why
yeah.
would you even do that?
Yeah.
One ticket well,
yeah, why
NLDS,
would you do that?
Game 2.
I've never seen it that low. So something
probably just trying to meet the person.
Probably yeah. meet the person and say, oh, I'm sorry. They're thousands of dollars. I'm sorry. It was $1,000. You know, I don't
probably
know.
Creepy uncle posting that sale.
Yeah, that. I mean, you know who's behind that
you
one.
You just
know
have to come
exactly.
to my basement to get the ticket.
Right.
It's safe
no
in
problem.
There. It's warm down there, I swear.
I've got Tickets it in the crawl downstairs. Space. Yeah. Just come this way, and we'll be able to. Oh.
Here we go.
I have posted this one ticket solely for $1 because even though it is worth many millions of dollars, I find myself very lonely in my basement. And I think that this perhaps, would be a way for me to meet young single ladies before I drop them in my pit.
Oh, gosh.
By the way, Violetta, I would like to let you know that I have also applied to be general manager of WGN Radio because I think I am very well suited for this particular position.
May the best man win.
Yes. Why are you in my dream? I hate it when you're in my dream. I've got to go back to the basement.
Bye-bye.
Just for the record.
Why are you still in his dream? Why
I hate
in his
being
dream?
In his dream.
It's happening.
That's very
Where
weird.
Are we?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. We're in Gary Johnson's head.
Oh.
Sorry.
Aleppo.
All right, what were you saying?
Sorry.
Back to the facts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Don't buy tickets from people
Shady
in parking
people
lots.
From Gino out of his car at Addison and Clark. Don't
hey,
buy
I know Gino.
I bet. His brother Tony. Don't buy from him.
Yeah.
I remember growing up outside Wrigley after we left high school at Lane Tech, we'd go to try to catch a game sometimes, right. and you would buy them on the street right. sometimes, and yeah. they were fine.
Right.
But times have changed.
The scammers go where the money's at. They know the scams are there, and people will be at the ballpark trying to get in. That's where they go, and you're not going to see them once you go to the window, and you're denied. Those guys are going to be gone.
Let me ask you this, Steve. For the White Sox in the last week, they had tickets. The last couple of weeks, they had tickets up for $2 a piece. Was that a scam, or was that just what they were?
Because we couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I think that wasn't a scam.
No, unfortunately, yeah. that wasn't.
Unfortunately, it wasn't.
Still right. sounds like a ripoff.
There's a tip-off there.
Somewhere.
You're paying exactly. something for.
All right, so make sure. All right, so the tips here are very important. Tips are, one, make sure that if you are buying tickets from a reputable ticket broker, whether it's StubHub or Vivid Seats is excellent, or I happen to like Gold Coast tickets. Right. They're mm-hmm. they're legit.
I've used
you
them.
Know, people like that, that you know they have a website, you're there, they're an active going business.
Correct. Licensed ticket broker, basically. That's what they are. and you should deal with them. And also check with the Better Business Bureau, because there's a lot of ticket brokers out there, as Anna said, that you don't know, and you'll see the tickets all over the internet. So just make sure you check. That's all it takes. We'd rather you come to us first and check instead mm-hmm. of after when you lose your money. We had a woman last week who lost money on Hamilton tickets.
There's another example of that.
It happens all the time. And she was buying it for her 16-year-old daughter, and the thief is so brazen that he gave her the tickets. He said, "I wish a happy birthday to your daughter." I mean, and he knows he's giving her $350 scam tickets. They're all out there. This guy looked like a college kid, she said, mm-hmm. and you can't tell the difference. You can't tell who they are. But again, licensed ticket brokers, use your credit card if at all possible, and don't buy it around the ballpark because it's illegal and they can't do it and they shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
And the Cubs have actually sued organizations too as well, and street vendors because of the fake merchandise.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful of that. You got to make sure the hologram's on there and you're dealing from a reputable merchant, even online, because as you said, they can spoof a website pretty quickly to copy and paste. It looks like a Fortune 500 company.
Right. And even though police have units dedicated right. solely to this, yeah. they've got other things going on right
can't
now.
Exactly. Can't keep track of everybody yeah. anyway.
Right. That's right. They consider petty theft to them, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Oh, Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau, the tip-off to the rip-off.
My pleasure.
BBB.org, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And there's a flame there, too. It's very important.
A burning flame.
And
burning
a scam
flame.
Tracker, yes, too. Exactly.
No basement door, either.
Oh, thank God.
Don't. Shh, Don't wake him up. All right, Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.